down anything grandparents give kids and never complain about it because it's always nicer than the stuff you're going to buy. The grandparents get like,
they just know.
Like if my kid is wearing something like an actual polo sweat, that's not an Old Navy version of a polo. Like that is, you can go through my kid's clothes and know exactly what grandma, grandpa, or Nana and Papa bought.
Yeah.
Because that's like the nice stuff. Like they actually went to Neiman Marcus or
took
wherever.
The time
like,
to make sure yes, it like, was the
got
best.
Got them nice things where we're like, I could shop for my kid for a full school year in 15 minutes.
just make sure he's got something warm
Look,
on.
Grab a cart. We're going into Old Navy.
Does it fit you? Not really.
Hold
it's
it
fine.
Up. Hold it up. Try it on. All right. Boom, boom. We'll throw everything in there. We're going to coupons and we're out of there. And he's like, it takes a lot longer with mom. Like, fine. we're good.
Do you have shoes? Yes. All right. Let's go.
We're all set.
Keep it moving.
Well, he only needs one. He'll buy one pair of shoes and he'll wear nothing but that pair of shoes until they fall apart. I was the same way. Because guys only need one pair of shoes unless you have a job.
Well, and my problem was I was so used to getting free shoes that now I don't like paying for shoes because my shoes were free for so long. And even now, just in this industry, you know, with certain networks, you know, like the jacket and whatnot, we'll still get some free gear
from
that.
Don't you know a rep?
I mean, I do.
A lot of former athletes still go to their shoe company reps like, hey, if you got a pair of 14s, you know, triple E's.
Like I was a Reebok guy during my career when we were allowed to be Reebok people. And that, yeah, I would still do the Reebok thing for a while afterwards. But now at this point, it's kind of like, Well, one, I hate to shop anyway. And then you're looking for size 15s when you're going from here to there. And by the time you
go to DXL with DJ Khaled.
You got a point. Him and Big Poppy, right. Another New England guy. I didn't get any Red Sox stuff either. I know that's coming. Celtics and Red Sox stuff is on the way.
Don't turn any of it down because kids grow, and your kid is going to grow fast.
He's starting to, like, I can tell he's getting heavier. I'm trying to, like,
yes,
lift
that's
up
what
the
happens.
Car seat, get it into the back seat, into the base. It's like, wow, my shoulder hurts just lifting you one-handed here. Let me throw my other hand under there now. You're getting heavy.
Yeah, we're talking two world-class athletes here where your kid could be, like, 6'8 and 290.
He's growing fast.
Good luck.
And he's getting dense, too.
Yeah?
He's got some grip strength now. He's gripping onto the hand. Like, wait, let my finger go. I want my finger back. It's not happening.
Nope, it's not yours anymore. That's Anthony Herron in for Jason Goff. I am Dan Bernstein. We have plenty more to come in this show, including Casey Johnson and Hub Arkush and It's On. And your phone calls at 312-644-6767. You have WSCR The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. The Chicago Wolves rate better than 4 stars on Yelp, TripAdvisor, and Ticketmaster. Be there Saturday as the Wolves host Rockford at Allstate Arena and see why they rate so high. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Playbook crescendo for Bears quarterback Mitch Trubisky.
Each week we give him a little bit more and more and more. And sometimes at practice we give him a lot and we see how he handles it. And if he handles it well, then we run in the games. If not, then we'll save and keep working on it. And it's just a process that even though you may not use it in the game, the experience of doing that stuff will help him long term.
Bears offensive coordinator Dow Loggins believes that Trubisky has grown in terms of game preparation. Bears at Minnesota on Sunday. Blackhawks are in Vancouver tomorrow and without goalie Corey Crawford, who was placed on injured reserve for the second time this season. Bulls hosting New York tonight, a Knicks team, which is 2-10 on the road. DePaul entertaining 12-0 Villanova tonight, 6-10 on the score. And back to the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs will rest their primary quarterback Alex Smith this week and start the rookie QB Patrick Mahomes against Denver. Mahomes was drafted number 10 overall this season. Your scoreboard update being brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Right now at Elmhurst BMW, get an APR as low as 0.9% on all BMW certified pre-owned models. Visit the luxury leader at elmhurstbmw.com. See dealer for details. And join 670 The Score New Year's Eve this Sunday for a live pregame broadcast with Hub Arkish and Patrick Manley from 9 a.m. to noon at the Foundry, located at 85 Executive Drive in Aurora. Check out the broadcast, win score prizes, and stick around for the Bears postgame show at 3 p.m. with Arkish, Olin Kreutz, and James Big Cat Williams. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
304 Sports Radio 670 WSCR The Score. Dan Bernstein here with Anthony Herron, who is sitting in on the Bernstein and Goff show today. A couple of football stories out there that have been the subject of our discussion, as we're just kind of in a holding pattern with the Bears, where we now have a pretty good idea of where this is going with John Fox, and everybody is starting to whisper about the obviousness of what's going on. And you heard Fox yesterday, and it just, he sounds like a guy who knows exactly what is happening in his near future. That's what it sounds like. The question for a guy is, what is he, 62, 63? What does he want? He says it's not his first rodeo. Does he want another rodeo? Is he getting back in the, however you want to work the metaphor? Is it a bucking bronc? Is it a
back on the horse? Back on the mule?
They don't ride mules.
Some people ride mules.
What rodeo are you going
there
to?
There are mule riders.
Here come the mules.
South of the, well, I don't know. Somewhere south of the border. I'm trying to remember the town. Maybe it was Juarez. But there was...
They're not writing it.
That's a valid point.
There's
a mule involved show down there. So Juarez is not the spot. But there's definitely folks who ride mules. They exist.
No, they ride them, but not in rodeos.
Okay. So, well, specifically the rodeo.
It's possible to ride a mule. It's just not entertaining to watch. No, it's the big... 4,000 pounds of pot roast that's jumping up and down.
Mules do not go where you want them to go, by the way.
How do you know where I want them to go?
Well, I know where I'd like them to go. So that's, yes. They don't go where I want them to go.
Okay, well, you don't listen. Know. Maybe they're going exactly where I want them to go.
Well, for me, there was a time I went to Bolingbrook High School, and we did, I'm gonna assume.
Mule riding?
I'm going to assume that donkeys and mules are in a similar family.
Okay.
They're similar.
Dude.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Donkeys and mules are not similar in their origin?
They're both equines.
Okay.
But they're,
and both are very stubborn.
I believe, isn't a mule half horse, half donkey?
So you're answering my question. I'm correct.
Okay, well.
I got Equestrian Steve on the line. He's got some thoughts.
A mule is the offspring of a male donkey and a female horse.
So thank you.
A jack and a mare. That's what I thought.
All right, so I'm correct. So we played donkey basketball at Bolingbrook High School. I have no idea how this was legal. I'm probably about to get my alma mater in trouble. Years ago, when I was at Bolingbrook High School in the mid-90s, and they did this charity event where we played basket with live donkeys.
Okay.
We're riding donkeys on the basketball court
School. It sounds like whirly ball, because I can't get that damn thing to go where I want it to go.
Maybe. Well, and whirly ball, how fast do they ride, though? Because I looked at doing some whirly ball one time.
Fast enough that I was sore as hell.
Really? Okay.
From stopping and starting, accelerating, decelerating, my sides hurt from trying to lean over. It was brutal.
So it was worth a try. Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of fun because you had a couple beers in you.
I was looking at a YouTube video, and I'm kind of like, Like, I wasn't sure.
You don't want to run into a team that knows what it's doing, though, where they're like setting screens and running plays and backdoor cuts and all that, you know, like setting a power play umbrella style. Come on.
This is not fair at this point.
They're way too proud of how good they were at whirly ball.
It's like if you play wheelchair basketball against very good wheelchair basketball teams, they will just dominate you.
I used to do PA/play-by-play for some of those, like the Bulls-sponsored team and the Rockford. All I know is they were just, it was some of the nastiest, most physical, vicious basketball I'd ever seen. I mean, it was, they were killing each other.
So...
You're on basketball. On a donkey.
Yes. And this is, you know, I'm whatever, probably 16 years old at this point.
Is a jackass a donkey or a mule?
But they're related. Whatever they are, they're related. That much we've proven.
Okay.
I know that much.
So not a particularly good way to start.
It's probably 1995, maybe 96, something like that. And there's this charity event being held at Bolingbrook High School, Donkey Basketball.
Okay.
I was on the basketball team and on the football team. Now, I just started lifting. I didn't start lifting weights until my junior year in high school. So I'm really just getting into like my body's filling out and I'm really enjoying how strong I'm becoming. And I got, tight t-shirts on and muscles flexing everywhere. But my donkey won't go in the direction I'd like him to go in. So there's action screaming up and down the court all around me. And we're trying to pass the ball to each other. And it's not really working out because donkeys are bucking folks off. And this is all high school students. And we're all on the court. And, there's donkeys, stuff here and there that's landing on the floor.
Which are actually on the basketball court.
On the basketball court at the high school in the gymnasium riding donkeys. And it got to the point. And there's a photo in... It must have been like the Joliet Herald or the Bolingbrook Sun or something, because it got to the point where my donkey just decided he wasn't going to move while I was riding him anymore. Okay. And I was becoming heavier at that point, so maybe the donkey was tired. I got off the donkey.
Racist.
It could have been that, which there are many racist donkeys from what I've heard. Mm-hmm. I got off the donkey and grabbed him by the muzzle thing. And someone from Pete is going to get angry. I started dragging my donkey down the court so I could engage the action because I got tired of the donkey sitting at midcourt and not chasing the basketball like I wanted him to. So I got off the donkey, and there's this great shot of me as I've just begun lifting weights, and there's just veins just rippling out of my arms. I got my short 90s shorts on.
You're pulling a donkey
by the
face.
I'm dragging the donkey by the face down the court, and he is dug in. Just heels in the midst of the Bolingbrook High School basketball court. It left streaks up and down the court with me dragging this donkey down the court so I could try and participate.
So you're
going to
drag
the basketball
it
action.
Into the action, then get back on the donkey, assuming the donkey was going to stay where you wanted it to
stay. Well, at that point,
stay.
I can at least cherry pick because you couldn't score unless you were on your donkey. So for the ball to be advanced, you had to be on the donkey. For the ball to be scored, you had to be on the donkey. But if you just wanted to move from A to B, you could get off the donkey and then just, a lot of times you would kind of walk calmly to get it from here to there. But if you're going to score the ball or advance the ball, you had to be on your donkey. For me, I figured, well, let me at least get it. Kind of like Joe Kim Noah. Let me get on one end, maybe cherry pick for a moment if I don't feel like hustling back. That was going to be my goal, to get the donkey to where I wanted him to be and then stay there perhaps.
The texters say it still happens. The 515 says, my buddy in Iowa stages donkey basketball events all over the
How
upper Midwest.
How is this allowed?
815 says, donkey basketball is still very real. 309 says they still do it. 815, another one says, yep, and the donkeys each had a trick route when the trainer would whistle or call out a term. 224 says, I couldn't get that damn donkey to ride towards my hoop. It happened at Grant High School in 2004. 630 says, they used to play donkey baseball at Fillin's Stadium.
I can't believe this. I thought like my athletic director got away with something that had to be illegal now.
Nope. 708 says Oak Lawn High School had donkey basketball last year for charity.
Good. Then Larry Bernard was the AD at Bolingbrook, and he did nothing wrong. I didn't want to say his name in case I was getting. I mean, he's retired now anyway, Mr. Bernard, if you're listening. So good. I'll say your name because I really thought this had to be illegal. There's no way this is safe. Because a bunch of teenagers are riding donkeys up and down the basketball court. We have no idea what we're doing. I'd never ridden an animal before that.
Never even gone horseback riding?
No, not at that point. I have since then. But when I was 16, I had no idea how to ride
never
an animal.
In the woods anywhere, so you put you out
the
a horse?
The woods are from the south side of Chicago. What woods?
You can find a... You go horseback riding somewhere, kids.
No, I had a bicycle.
Yeah.
That I wasn't allowed to ride until we moved to the burbs. When we got to Bolingbrook, then yes, I could roller skate a little bit. I messed around with a skateboard, but riding horses was not something our family was participating in.
Donkey teeth. Boise State University.
Yeah, it's not fun. Horseback riding's not fun. I always thought it was supposed to be fun, and I did it a bunch of times.
What's the problem with horseback riding?
Oh, first of all, it hurts your ass. Even if you're posting as they show you how to do it in the stirrups, and even if you're doing it right, no matter what, your ass hurts, and occasionally you sit on your balls, and that
you gotta wear a jockstrap,
right? And horses are they smell bad, and there's crap everywhere.
I agree with
they're
that.
Stupid, and it's just I know people love their horses and they take care of their horses, and they own their horses and they groom them. Just no, thank you. Is you're grooming it and you're standing in poo and the thing could kick you in the face and kill you. And if the barn catches on fire, it's going back in there because they don't know any better. I was talking to Terry about
horses that dumb?
Yeah, oh, yes. Yeah, Terry's told stories because he was, he had owned horses and been around the tracks and all that.
And
yes.
Whispered and
yeah, the barn's on fire and they go in.
I didn't know that was a horse thing.
Yeah. Hey, barn's on fire. Let's go to the barn.
Horses are really expensive from what I understand. That's a bad investment.
Not all horses are. The ones that run real fast, those can be expensive. But the ones
There's people going into the barns to get those when the expensive ones sacrifice human life for the horses.
Those are sprinkler systems in the barns, I'm pretty sure. This is John in Fox Lake on the score. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. I got a question. I want to get your guys' feel for this. What if it came to light that a pro team paid one of their employees to stay quiet because one of their athletes was sexually harassing them or whatever the case may be? How would you guys feel about that? If you found out.
Wait, where are you alleging something?
I'm not alleging to any particular team. I'm just saying if it came out to where your favorite sport team.
I don't really have a favorite sport team.
All right. If a sport team covered up their athlete covered it up that one of their athletes was sexually harassing one of their employees, whether it's a cheerleader, front office, or
It's happened. Every time it becomes news, we always talk about it. I'm not quite sure what you're asking.
Well, I mean, it's like we have all this PC, and it's just like...
John, what do you mean we have all this PC? You got to be more specific than that.
Well, I mean, it's all come to light. Like, you know... People
give it a specific
have to come out and say, "Hey, I was sexually harassed by whomever," and I'm surprised that it hasn't.
It happens
more so in the athlete world.
It happens all the time.
You're under the impression athletes have not been accused of sexual harassment.
Yeah, I'm not sure what world you're
assault.
Living in, John. I mean, do you remember the whole Anuka Brown Sanders New York Knicks story from years ago?
But I just think it's kind of because of this point in time. You know, you've heard everything about actors, politicians, and everything. I just haven't heard that. From the athletes.
We've heard it multiple times in multiple situations. It has happened with women sportscasters who have been harassed and abused and assaulted. And every time it's a news story, we talk about it. It's not hypothetical.
Do you feel comfortable if your sport team paid that?
I don't have a team.
Okay, but do you feel comfortable with a team paying a person off to be quiet about
who? Who are you talking about? Who did that?
A sport.
Who? You've got to be specific. Which story?
I'm just saying hypothetically. If you found out a sport team covered up and said, here's hush money,
They have, and we've talked about it when that's come out.
John, it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable regardless of the offender, whether it's an athlete, whether it's a front office executive, whether it's a team owner.
Who cares whether it's sports or not?
It's uncomfortable regardless of who the offender is in that case. I'm not sure what you feel is different or specific
here. Right, why does it matter that it's sports as opposed to anything else?
Well, because you have teams that want to protect their merchandise, which is marquee players.
That's every business.
If they had a marquee player.
John, how is sports different from anything that happens in any business?
But you don't want to ruin your brand.
Is that different from any business?
Well, it really isn't because NBC.
Yes, John. We talk about it. Anytime there's a story like this, anytime there has been a story like this, we've talked about it.
I just wanted to know what your guys' thoughts are.
I don't know which team you're discussing and which story you're discussing, but every time anything like this has happened, we have discussed it at length.
Well, here I just feel that a team throwing money at somebody to be quiet
who?
Is really wrong.
Well, who did it?
Any team. If any.
All right, John. Don't know where you're coming from on this or what motivated the call. It's very strange.
And whether he was trying to make the point that athletes are more guilty of it, or if his point was that it's only uncomfortable if it's athletes, or maybe John didn't know what his point was.
It happened. I mean,
the thought that this hasn't been covered when athletes have been involved in it, that is when it's received its most coverage. I don't think we didn't try to get his point. We repeatedly asked follow-up questions.
I apologize for being really difficult. Confused there, but I'm completely bewildered by whatever that was trying to be.
Yeah.
The segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. At the bottom of the hour, we are going to do In Other News. And I have a story that fits in with our Friday discussion regarding John Fox And at some point, a man needed John Fox's brother to be around to help him with monkey issues. So we will get to that and more at the bottom of the hour on The Score.
Up next for the Bears, it's their final matchup of the season. A New Year's Eve divisional showdown with the first-place Vikings. Get a full preview right here. Plus, be sure to tune in all day Monday for breaking news regarding John Fox's future with the Bears on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Damon Amendolara with your CBS Sports Minute. In a season of misery for the New York Giants, there is nothing and no one quite as miserable as Eli Apple. 18 months ago, this was a top 10 pick in the draft. A guy looked at as a potential franchise corner. And today, he's probably played his last snap as a Giant. After a season of quitting and bickering and fighting and now being called a cancer by Pro Bowl teammate Landon Collins, the unfortunate reality is his time is done. And Eli's mom probably helped him set up for disaster. She wanted her piece of his fame when he was drafted. She put it in his head that he needed to look out for himself and be wary of the Giants organization, and now she's reportedly been at the middle of alienating him for the rest of his family. None of that is good for his football, and this apple has rotted from the inside out. I'm D.A.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So
that,
do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on in. That's going to, other than watching Trubisky try to calibrate his targeting system. Because I don't mind throwing picks. If he's able to learn from these things. If he's able to say, oh, okay, that's not open. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
You ever call me Chamberlain? Don't you ever call me Jabbar. Like I said.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year because presumably you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you've got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Oh, hi there. Al Dukes here. And like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also, though, used to send our pro wrestlers over there. We could have, like, sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s.
The height of
that would have been great for the Olympics.
Al, download and subscribe at thenewradio.com.
It's so boring.
Al's Boring Podcast.
But I love it.
Every evening on the CBS Evening News, real news.
ISIS is thought to have several thousand fighters in Mosul.
What I said is what I mean.
It is a great sign that we are ready to confront white supremacy.
What would you say to the folks in Washington who are talking about cutting back on Medicaid?
You're going to have the blood of a lot of innocent people on your hands.
It's this gusty wind and the extremely dry conditions that are driving this fast-moving wildfire.
Real news every evening on the CBS Evening News.
This week, in the history of sports. This week in 1905, the Intercollegiate Athletic Association of the U.S., what would later become the NCAA, was founded. This week in 1935, had the first Sugar Bowl and the first Orange Bowl. The Rose Bowl and the Cotton Bowl became the first sports broadcasts in color. This week in 1954. This week in 1958, had the greatest game ever played between the Baltimore Colts and the New York Giants.
Why do we plunge? To help the 7,500 athletes of the Special Olympics Chicago program enjoy year-round events, activities, and competitions. The 18th annual Chicago Polar Plunge returns Sunday, March 4th to North Avenue Beach. Whether you watch from the beach, dip in a toe, or go full body, the Chicago Polar Plunge is the coolest event in the city, with thousands taking part each year. Registration is now open by visiting chicagopolarplunge.org. You never know who will plunge this year. Why will you plunge?
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Avett Brothers? Is that right there, Shane Reardon?
Ain't no man, the Avett Brothers.
Okay, just making sure I'm on top of it.
I got a deep catalog, as we know. Did my Mark Knopfler research last night.
Yeah, you weren't too happy about it. Judging from Twitter, I guess people were bombarding you with Mark Knopfler videos.
I got
riffs,
my fair share,
et cetera.
Yeah. Okay. Don't care. Really don't care.
Okay, but now you know. The more you know. This segment brought to you by Davison Invention Services. Got an idea for a new product or app? Get it off the ground before it's too late. Call Davison for your free idea starter kit, 800-294-7417, 800-294-7417. I should keep this because I always think that I have like a good idea for something and then I forget. And then, because what happens?
And then you see it like 2 years later?
No, it's because it's usually stupid.
Okay.
Because and then you go to like some store, you say, oh, I could have thought of that. Mm-hmm. I totally could have thought of that. I should have thought of that. And then you think, well, the one time you actually do think of something and then you forget and then you think it's really stupid and then somebody else is sitting at a beach in the French Riviera because of the idea that you thought was stupid.
Well, most of the best ideas we have probably crossed a lot of our minds at some point, but just somebody had the took the time and had the ingenuity to actually put it into place and then, you know, got back financially and sold a bunch of them.
I'm saving this just in case. Next time I'll have just the number case. With me.
Yes. When that light bulb appears over Daniel Bernstein's head.
Yeah, but mine are like the old fluorescent ones where you turn them out. It takes a while to warm up. And by the time it's warm,
it's kind of flickering for a bit. Is it going to light?
It's not satisfying, yeah. Right? It's not quite the light that you like. And this is my problem. I know that LED lights are better. They're better light. Mm-hmm. They're more energy efficient. And now they're inexpensive. Yet, I can't bring myself to remove the fluorescent bulb to put the LED. So it's only when the fluorescent bulb dies. I'm like, yes! Now I can put an LED bulb in. And my wife said, wait, why do you wait for it to die instead of just replacing it? And my answer is probably, I don't have a good answer, but I feel okay.
Seems like a valid question.
I feel like I'm wasting something if I do that, even though I know I'm probably not.
Are you the guy, like, when the lotion bottle's running out, you just squeeze the death out of it, or the toothpaste tube is almost empty?
There is always one more squeeze of toothpaste. Always. There's always one more. Even when you think it is done, I will squeeze a tube of toothpaste until it is... You don't even know what it used to be anymore.
My wife would basically take like a baking roller and just roll it over the top of the toothpaste tube. Just trying to get every little morsel of toothpaste out of there. And it bothers me to no end.
My problem is the big mayo jar, too. I'll sit there with a butter knife and like scrape it. And I'll take a good 5 minutes to get just enough for the last kid's sandwich.
But that 4.5 minutes of time you wasted doing that was really not worth what it would have cost you just to buy another jar.
How do you know? Again, it's my value, my time, my effort. But what I've done, and I've done this before, this is probably too much of a window. And I have looked at that, and I've looked at the big jar of Hellman's Mayo. I'm like, you know what? I've made it far enough in life that I can go get a new jar of mayo. I don't have to dig around in here. And I closed it up, and I put it in the garbage.
That was a big moment for you.
And then 5 minutes later, I took it out of the garbage. And I opened it up. I'm not going to let a perfectly good knife full of mayo sit in the garbage. I cannot do it, and I will not do it. And then I went back to my giant mound of ketchup packets. I could make a beanbag chair out of ketchup packets.
You're like stealing a little mustard container when you're at the restaurant.
Not stealing.
It's you just, leave a nice tip.
When I get delivery, and whatever it is, you'll order a cheeseburger from Tano's, whatever. They have the great fries, the cheeseburger. There's a bunch of ketchup packets in there. You put them in a pile. But at this point, I could make comfortable recreational furniture out of nothing but ketchup packets.
So all the little like red pepper little packets that are outside.
Parmesan
the
cheese.
Yeah,
Parmesan. You know it.
Those are going home with you. No. Those are getting on the train with you today.
I don't take handfuls from work. That's technically embezzlement. Okay. You know, Eldon was telling us about that. You can't do that. All right, we have in other news after an update.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Head to Rio Republica and Punta Cana, Dominican Republic with Apple Vacations and your favorite Chicago Bears players. Visit applevacations.com/bears for more info. Hello, I'm Zach Zedman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
I think the guy has a chance to be a special player, so I think anytime you get to be around one of these special quarterbacks, you hope you can stay as long as you can.
Bears offensive coordinator Dow Loggins with high praise for Mitchell Trubisky, but there's a possibility Sunday could be the last game Loggins gets to work with his young quarterback.
This coaching staff cares about our players, and Mitchell Trubisky, like, that's my focus. It's just making sure that I do everything I can in the time I have with him to help him get better from day to day, from hour to hour, minute to minute. And you can't worry about things you can't control.
The 5-10 Bears in Minnesota to close out the season.
You're as good as your record is. I had an opportunity to work for Coach Parcells my first year in the NFL, and obviously we're not good enough for where we want to be because our record says that.
But the struggles of the season will likely benefit Trubisky going forward.
I think adversity reveals character. It's just like when you go back and you study Manning, some of these guys, when they first got in the league, like, you got to grind through these things and battle. And, you know, just the growth that keeps happening, and I think that this is really, it's his team.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard Update.
And now from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. The Chicago Wolves rate better than 4 stars on Yelp, TripAdvisor, and Ticketmaster. Be there Saturday as the Wolves host Rockford at Allstate Arena and see why they rate so high. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Beyond the Bears, the Blackhawks are on the verge of back-to-back road games, beginning with Vancouver tomorrow, and they will be without goalie Corey Crawford, who today was placed on injured reserve, making it necessary to call up fellow goalie Jeff Glass. When the Bulls host the New York Knicks tonight, the Knicks will likely not have to, or will not have, Tim Hardaway Jr. because of his leg injury. Hardaway is averaging about 18 points per game for New York. And Deion Sanders is being considered for a coaching spot with Florida State, perhaps to work with...
No.
Yes.
No.
No. That he is, doesn't want to work.
Why would he do that?
No.
He won't.
No way.
He's not going to.
Right. I mean, I don't think he could be...
I said the same thing about Herm Edwards, though.
As did I.
Very true. Yeah. And as soon as things
that's
going
to be a disaster.
Well, right. And yeah. The second things go badly there, everybody's going to want Deion to be the head coach, too. And I don't think that would be good.
No.
This corporate update has been brought to you by Peloton. Today, what are you going to give? Give your home the one thing that will make you give it all. Live studio cycling with Peloton. Visit the showroom at Oakbrook Center and experience Peloton for yourself, or go to onepeloton.com. This corporate update also being brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to perldavid.com. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. It's on. It's on.
No, 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 no.
It's on, okay? It's on.
No, it's not actually on, because that's 2 hours from now.
Does that mean it's off?
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
Fake news. If you're looking at your watch, you're saying, wait, am I off of work already? Am I Woo-hoo! Heading home?
No. Crime wave there you in go. Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Yep,
we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also, in other news,
the whistles got woo!
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean. Day and the mob.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
They thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600, and all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
Something strange is going on the shores of Lake Michigan, and I've been reading about it. I know the bird folks out there have really enjoyed the fact that there's an oven bird. There have been snowy owls all over the lakefront this year, a big population of snowy owls. I think they saw a catbird. Got the catbird seat. 2-0, 3-1, got the old catbird seat. But this is from TMJ, Channel 4, WTMJ in Milwaukee, has some video here that was captured by a woman named Carlin Hastings, who was walking near McKinley Beach Friday around 2:40 p.m. when she saw something in the water. And we know the water is icy cold, and I have watched this video multiple times right now. It's grainy video, and I don't know what the hell this thing is. It does look like it has a dorsal fin, and then it looks like it has a secondary dorsal fin and then a large tail. So it has a shark-like appearance. There's no possible way that it's a shark in icy Lake Michigan this time of year, even though there have been bull sharks that have gotten fairly far up the Mississippi River into fresh water. That is not a bull shark, and it wouldn't be here in those temperatures. So I'm going to have to send this along to Dale Bowman or an actual ichthyologist, because I don't know what the hell it is. My first guess would be some kind of sturgeon for something that size that could have a profile like that, but maybe paddlefish?
Is it that sharks cannot survive outside of salt water, or that's just their habitat?
No,
look freaky.
A bull shark can survive outside of salt water because it has a unique ability, actually, to urinate. It has a unique ability to manage its own salinity levels internally by allowing water to move through it rapidly. And I believe that bull sharks have gotten as far up the Mississippi River as southern Illinois. And they get into estuaries all the time down near the Mississippi River Delta, and they get into canals around in Florida. And that's why most shark attacks are believed to be bull sharks, just because of they're everywhere. They're kind of jerks. They're active feeders in shallow water. They're not really afraid of people, and they can go wherever they want. But there's no possible way that's a bull shark. I don't know if it's a sturgeon or some kind of paddlefish or what it is, but it's weird. It is very strange to see something.
So you won't
like
be participating in the polar plunge? You won't be running out there with Lady Gaga?
I'm not afraid of whatever it is. Because
why not?
What's a sturgeon going to do to you? What's a paddlefish going to do to you?
A sturgeon doesn't have a dorsal fin like that, though, right? A lot of catfish do have dorsal fins that large. It could be a variation of a catfish.
What's the estimated size of this amphibious life form?
I don't think it's amphibious or a drone. Things getting out of the water and going over to real chili or
He's
something.
He's about to get up on two hind dorsal fins, start chasing folks on land.
There's no way to tell the size because you don't have anything giving you context. Mm. But my best guess would be some kind of sturgeon. But you're right, most don't have a discernible dorsal fin.
But they can't latch on and just take you into the depths. How big is it? I mean, how big is your average sturgeon?
There's all different species. Some like the ones in the Volga River in Russia.
Because thing looks like it might be sizable.
I believe sturgeon can get up well over 200 pounds. I mean, they're about 200 years old.
Why isn't that worth being afraid of?
What's it going to do to you?
Grab you and take you into the depths of Lake Michigan?
They're bottom feeders. It can't.
But that one is not feeding on the bottom.
If it's a sturgeon, it still has a mouth that's on. It can't grab you. They just eat the stuff from the silt on the bottom. They're not going to grab a person and take them into the icy depths of Lake Michigan.
I don't believe that's correct.
Okay.
I'm not afraid, though, to potentially ride into space at one point. Elon Musk. In his SpaceX program, he's actually sending one of his Teslas into rockets, I guess what would be orbit, I suppose, on his Falcon Heavy rocket. He released photos of the car being prepped for launch at SpaceX headquarters. The photos were kind of grainy at first. Some folks saw some things on Instagram, so he said, you know what? I'm going to put out some things that actually look representative of what we're doing. This is going to be the inaugural flight of the Falcon Heavy, a rocket that SpaceX has been planning for years. The successor to the Falcon 9, it's essentially and simply put about three boosters that are going to be strapped together, all of which will add enough thrust to make it the most powerful rocket in the world. It's going to give SpaceX the ability to send bigger payloads to space while also helping the company push farther out into the solar system. So at one point, at whatever point, because we're going to travel to space, you know, commercially at some point. Does that interest you?
If it's for a reason. If it's going to space just to go to space, if you're going to space to like go see something or do something or I don't know, nobody would want me as some part of an experimental colony of any kind. All right, here's the thing.
We need some yappy little guys up here.
We're going to put together the idealized human colony to go out and try to find a place that's habitable, but Bernstein is coming. All right, okay.
All right, I'm out.
That's it. Forget
it. Call the lefty off the bench.
That's it. A man named Jeff Swedenhelm. Know what his nickname is?
Swede. Yeah.
Nope.
Jeff Swede Swedenhelm fell 33 feet on Monday while chasing a monkey across a rooftop. Now, ask, why was he chasing the monkey? Great question, Anthony Heron. This man, formerly from Destin, Florida, he was known as the life of the party. And known for being a huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan, was chasing the monkey because the monkey had stolen his favorite Steelers cap. And now the man is fighting for his life in a hospital on the Indonesian island of Bali because old Swedes fell 33 feet while chasing the monkey. Villagers found him, and they brought him to a local hospital with severe damage to his spinal cord. He's paralyzed from the chest down. And they're trying to get money together to get him out of Bali.
Buy him another hat?
The guy's starting a GoFundMe to get him a Steelers hat.
Because the racist monkey took his hat.
Right. Because the monkey took his hat. He's currently in a medically induced coma. And as you know from the movie The Big Sick, that's the better kind of coma.
My mom.
Of course.
Yeah. Obviously, she was a female monkey.
Well, it wasn't really obvious. But I guess the family was going to travel to Bali, but they can't. So they've started a GoFundMe page to try to get
that part was legit.
It's a hat. it's a hat. You can get another Pittsburgh Steelers hat. You can't get another spinal cord.
There's a lot of them out there.
And it's a monkey, and you're on a roof.
I get the reflex action where maybe you're going to reach for it briefly,
right, but momentarily. Chasing. So this is what you
think you're going to turn into Spider-Man at this point to regain possession of your Steelers hat.
Right. Or even like young Vito Corleone as he is walking on the rooftops to try to make it to
whistling.
Well, no, remember when he's going after Don Fanucci? And there's the festa that's going on underneath, and he's jumping from rooftop to rooftop
because
he's going to go meet Fanucci and put a cap in his ass.
Well, Indonesian guy didn't have a stunt double, unfortunately.
No, and so this is when you need John Fox's brother, who we know is good at killing monkeys. So next time you're in Bali and a monkey takes your hat, call up John Fox's brother and have him work his magic, because it was John Fox's brother that killed Gidget the monkey.
Lifelong pals Alan Robinson and Walter McFarlane over on the islands of Hawaii. They've been best friends, or best mates, as this article calls it, for over 60 years, ever since they played football together at the prep school in Hawaii, as some of my friends like to pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
The pair left overwhelmed after discovering that they're not just best friends, they are also brothers. Had no idea. They've been best friends for 60 years, and both of them individually went and did DNA tests to trace the details of their ancestry. Mr. McFarlane never knew his father, while Mr. Robinson was adopted. Honolulu News Station reported on this story, and both men are elated to find out that after over 60 years of friendship, they are also brothers. If at this point, I'm not even 40 yet, at this point in my life.
They're literally brothers.
Brothers. Related brothers.
Do they look
same
alike?
Dad. Vaguely.
Okay.
It's not, you know, it's not like a perfect match or anything. They sort of look alike looking at this photo. And I feel like even the angle of this photo makes it look like maybe they look a little more. I mean, I wouldn't see these two guys walking down the street and think like, okay, yeah, they're definitely brothers. But to me at this point, if there's other siblings I have, I don't think I want to know about it. I've got siblings that I like quite a bit. I think I'm good.
All right. Here come the people weighing in too on the Lake Michigan monster. The 859 says it's a lake trout. I guess that's possible. Mm-hmm. Some said it's definitely a sturgeon. Lake Michigan record for sturgeons over 500 pounds. But that's disputed by the 630 that says the Lake Michigan record is 193 pounds. But muskie can get up to say, no, it's not. That's definitely not a muskie. There's no question. I know what a muskie looks like. Definitely not a muskie. 815 says definitely big ass sturgeon. I don't know if that's technically a subspecies of sturgeon. 847 says 100%. I don't know. I could see a big lake trout. I could see that. I just usually those are much deeper, especially this time of year. So who knows? Either way, that is in other news. And it's been brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Top of the hour, we'll talk about the Bulls. 8 of 10. They got another one last night, and they've got a winnable game against the Knicks tonight. Casey Johnson will be covering that and talking to us in just a few on the score.
Read the newspaper.
TheRadio.com app allows you to listen to your favorite score shows and unique score content anywhere, anytime, right from your mobile device. Download the Radio.com app now. Don't stress.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hi, Al Dukes here.
Hi, I'm Jerry Recco.
And we host the what do we call the show?
Post-game, post-show, whatever.
Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yeah, and what that is pretty much everything we didn't get to in the morning with Boomer.
No, this is mainly stories about urinals, rats, and porn studies.
A lot of male talk.
Yeah. Video games, body odors, manscaping.
So really, it's nothing to do with Boomer.
Not really, no.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
So enjoy that.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Libra, your relationship remains important, but a slight shift may make you lose your balance. Scorpio, in your career, be on the lookout and avoid those opportunities that are nothing more than dead ends. Sagittarius, your week's all about partnerships. With some help, you can accomplish twice as much. Capricorn, get your chores out of the way now. Your next week may bring a big new project. Aquarius, a romantic link has been brewing, and it may jump up a new level this week. And Pisces, work and employment can grow, but you have to take those risks now. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Welcome to the Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, and award-winning podcaster Taz lets loose on his no-holds-barred show.
It's basically everything in the world of sports entertainment and wrestling and beyond.
Plus special guest segments, call-ins, and more. Tune in live weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern or listen anytime on demand at TazShow.com.
The Taz Show.
Body slams and beyond. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
This week, in the history of sports. This week in 1905, the Intercollegiate Athletic Association of the U.S., what would later become the NCAA, was founded. This week in 1935, had the first Sugar Bowl and the first Orange Bowl. The Rose Bowl and the Cotton Bowl became the first sports broadcasts in color. This week in 1954, this week in 1958, had the greatest game ever played between the Baltimore Colts and the New York Giants.
Faceport.
Can I give you some advice?
Good advice. Good
advice. Radio.com presents Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong, and then we give you the real answer.
That's good advice.
So I'm torn because I know the teenagers make the worst decisions.
Yeah.
What you do is you teach your kids how to be smart about sex. And I'm talking to my son all the time about sex, and guess what? He's like, Dad, I'm 10.
Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
Worst person to get advice.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Now, hurry in and lease the 26th Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyahyundai.com. Offers end 1-2.
This week, in the history of sports. The immaculate reception occurred this week in 1972. The Oilers' Wayne Gretzky became the fastest NHL player to get 100 points today in 1981. Today in 1986, Doug Jarvis, 31, set an NHL record of 916 consecutive games. The Bengals hired Dave Shula as the youngest NFL coach at age 32 this week in 1991. And this week in 1997, Chicago Bulls coach Phil Jackson became the quickest to reach 500 wins.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You were good on this album, Nathaniel.
You know how often I get that? You know how far from the truth that is? I do not look at anything like Nathaniel Rateliff.
The facial hair covers enough of your actual face, though, where basically if you're just comparing eyes, because you're wearing a hat a lot of the time. You got the really thick beard, mustache thing happening. Right. And your aura is Ratliffian.
Okay, but see, I'm not Tom Cruise, but he's a hell of a lot uglier than I am. That's a weird-looking dude.
Okay. I mean, that's subjective. It's very subjective.
I'm guessing my mom the ladies love that. My mom thinks I'm fine.
That's all right. You're the dog rescuer, though.
I am the dog rescuer.
this man was tweeting about... He brought his dogs outside, his buddies, and they all got literal cold feet, and he had to pick them each up and carry each one back into the house.
They get out there because they have to go so bad, and then they realize, oh crap, I'm far out here, my pads are freezing to the snow, I can't move. And then they just kind of lay down.
They lay down. See, okay.
Yeah.
If their feet are cold.
Wait, but in laying down, what is that activity signifying?
Then they're
signifying?
Going to get
that
colder.
Action is, yeah. Are they like giving up on life at
that
point?
Well, I mean, not technically, because the coat of a dog, there's more insulation there between the skin and the coat than the pads on their feet. So they're warmer if they're laying down and kind of burrowing. But then, you know, they don't move.
Yeah, when I had a dog, the dog outside would pick up one foot and would definitely get cold. So I bought like these little socks things that you would put, and then the dog wouldn't leave the house before ripping all the socks things off.
And they walk like aliens when you put the socks on with their feet flailing all over.
And then you try to explain to the dog that these are going to keep your feet warm, but dogs are too stupid. They don't understand English, and they don't realize that you... I mean, my kids were like that, too. You put socks on them, and they go... and they're holding their socks. You know, don't pull your socks off your feet. You keep your socks on your feet. Okay. And next thing you turn around, their socks are off again. And they're waving them around like they're signaling a plane into the gate.
Just with the dogs, though, in the snow, as the dog curls up into the, like, is the dog resigning itself to like a demise in the cold, wet snow? What is the laying down signifying?
Removing your frozen pads from contact with the snow, and they know I'm there, so they know I'm standing right by the door.
Okay.
If they lay down, they're signaling defeat. Come and get me now, please.
So they have the end result.
So you've done this before.
This is a common occurrence, yeah.
Ah, so I can, okay.
So it's like a Pavlov's dog I would thing say with a bell.
It's not an instinct. They know that lie down means Nathaniel Ratliff comes and takes me into
Nathaniel
the house.
Ratliff comes in, and here comes right. Scooping him up, and they go
comes,
in the house.
Here comes indie music dog rescuer man.
Son of a bitch.
they know. The dogs, because you've rewarded that behavior. You have positively reinforced that behavior.
I guess it's on me instead of figure it out yourself, idiot.
Right. Hey, yeah. you're the dog, you know, figure it out. You're supposed to be smart about figuring stuff out, dog person, or whatever you are.
Right.
No, on you. I'm sorry. It's
okay.
If it was a cat, the cat would have left, would have killed like 15 birds, and then would have come back to your house, and then would have crapped in a box in your house.
Well, cats are the worst, and so is anybody who owns them.
Cats are really that cutthroat.
They're awful.
Yeah.
Oh, they're just horrible, which I still think one of the videos of the year was there was that camera. I forgot exactly where it was, but there was a camera. At least I saw it this year. It came following a mated pair of eagles. And everyone's like, oh, look, they're fledging these eaglets, and everyone's watching them. People would check in with a live cam that was right on their nest. And eagles generally eat fish, primarily, but when they can't find fish, they'll avail themselves of other things. And all hell broke loose when everyone was watching the adorable eagles, and then what did Mama bring home to feed everybody? Somebody's cat.
Really?
Which I thought was awesome. to an eagle, that's just food.
How has the eagle slain the cat by that point?
Have you ever seen an eagle's talons?
I have not.
Okay. It doesn't take long.
Okay. So just basically like crushing the windpipe?
Pretty much a grab and a little shake. And by the time you fly that thing back, it's ready to eat. Yeah. Eagles don't mess around. That's raptors have big talons, and that's how they find their food, and that's how they kill it.
All right.
They're pretty good at it.
Yeah.
They're fairly well adapted.
Newfound respect there.
Six real, F you, if you hate cats. Well, F me then. Because, yeah, cats are a scourge.
Does it matter that I hate all animals equally? I'm just not an animal per dogs, cats, goldfish, whatever. It just doesn't interest me.
Goldfish?
I don't have an interest in it. Maybe that's a better, more accurate
nobody way. Has an interest in a goldfish.
Then why do so many people have goldfish? You must be interested if you own them. Dozens and dozens of goldfish.
Because you only own dozens and dozens if you're feeding them to other fish. If you have them as food to give to like Oscars or piranhas or... But most people drop a mouse in a piranha tank.
Well, it's kind of like my mule donkey thing. I'm pretty much putting all house fish into the same like goldfish category. I don't know that they're related, but they're all in that goldfish category for me. It's in a tank.
You mean aquarium fish?
If it's in a house, yeah. House, not fish. Shed.
Okay.
Like, I know the shed aquarium has 9 goldfish, but if it's something I would put in a tank
otherwise
in my house.
They're charging way too much.
Those prices are crazy.
Right. Another goldfish. What's over there? What's in that wing? I don't know.
Different colored goldfish.
Goldfish just kind of sucks. Yeah. Commercials are really different. All right, Casey Johnson is going to join us next on The Score.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was staring except for me, Ditka Claus.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Bellwether Meeting Place and Brewery, located on Illinois Street in Chicago.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Wrestling Hall of Famer and broadcaster Booker T is bringing heated conversations to Radio.com.
The 6-time World Heavyweight Champion and WWE Hall of Famer and now the host of Heated Conversation, giving you all the hot topics every week.
From MMA, wrestling, and boxing to music, sports, and more.
We talk about cars. We talk about women. It's even politics. We talk about everything.
Listen to Heated Conversations with Booker T on demand.
Now can you dig that?
Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
We are.
horoscope.
Aries, this week your long winning streak continues. Ride it as long as you can. Taurus, use the week to get some much needed rest. Next month is going to be exhausting. Gemini, ask for favors and finish your projects and approach the ones you're interested in this week because good results are in your stars. Cancer, this week's all about your finances. Chase those dollars and reevaluate your future plans. Leo, a wish or a romantic desire may come true this week. Be ready. And Virgo, changing your lifestyle could be beneficial, be it financially, intimately, or physically. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you've got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on.